understand how somebody so young could come in so quickly and do well. It was your makeup, your chemistry.
Yes, and I had good control. That really was the biggest thing. I could throw a curveball 2-0 and get it over. You know, I was pretty sure I could get it over 3-1, 3-2.
But nothing ever, you know, kind of rattled you during.
Not really.
You liked high pressure situations.
I just like baseball. I really like to pitch, and it wasn't for the salary that I was pitching. And then later on, after I'd been there 10 years, Ralph Houck and Johnny Sain came over and let me pitch every fourth day, and I thought that was just great to be able to pitch every fourth day.
Now I know you said you obviously were born and raised in New York. You got the nickname Slick, right? Is that because of New York?
Yeah, well, Billy Martin and Mickey Mantle, Billy was from California, Mickey from
Commerce, Oklahoma.
Commerce, Oklahoma.
Where's that?
And then they found out I was born in New York and raised here, so I guess they figured a city slicker. But those two, after spending 1 year in New York, knew more about New York than I did, having been, born and raised here.
Whitey Ford with, Slick, chairman of the board, and Eddie. I can't picture you as an Eddie, but Lefty Gomez gave you that nickname.
I think so. I remember it, in the minor leagues, the neighborhood over, and over in Astoria, some of the guys started calling me Whitey. And
why? How did Whitey enter the picture?
I don't know. I think just I had the light hair. I'm not really sure.
And Alston Howard gave you the nickname Chairman of the Board.
Yes,
which is
did.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know whether, I know they call Frank Sinatra chairman.
I was going to say, move over, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. The reason he gave me the name is he said he thought I was in command out.
You certainly
the
were.
Boss out on the mound.
Well, you hold so many records. You're the winningest pitcher in Yankee history. Which one means the most to you?
Actually, from 1950 to 1964, that's 15 seasons, we only missed being in the World Series twice, in 1954 and 1959. And I wasn't a numbers record type of guy, but I was so proud to say that, in 15 seasons, we got to be in 13 World Series. And just being associated with the DiMaggios and Mantles and Berras and Rizzutos, some all gone into the Hall of Fame, that was probably the biggest thrill of my life. It wasn't one game. If there was one World Series record I really enjoyed was breaking Babe Ruth's
record. That's right, I was just going to say. Babe Ruth enters that picture as well.
And I'll tell you,
it was the best scoreless consecutive innings record.
And it was the best kept secret. I didn't even know Babe Ruth was a pitcher, honestly. And then in the Cincinnati World Series, and I'd pitched 2 shutouts a year before in Pittsburgh. Right. And all of a sudden, I read in the paper that I'm within 5 innings or 3 innings of breaking Babe Ruth's consecutive scoreless inning. And
so you had no idea he used to pitch for the Red Sox.
No,
Babe.
I really didn't. All I thought about, I didn't even know he was with the Red Sox. I just thought, great hitter with the Yankees.
So do you feel that you were naturally talented?
I don't think I was born with any great athletic ability. When the Yankees signed me out of high school here in the city, I was about 5'9 and 150 pounds. I couldn't throw hard. The only thing I had going for me was I had good control. I mean, nowadays, I wouldn't even got signed by anybody. Believe me, I didn't throw hard enough. But I got in the minor leagues, and each year I started throwing a little harder. I always had good control. And by the third year in the minor leagues, I was at Binghamton. And that's the first time I really thought I had a chance to make it to the big leagues. I don't think if I got out of high school now that any team would be interested in signing me because I just didn't. I know, I look at the Yankee prospects down in spring training, and they all threw 90, 95 miles an hour. And thank God they didn't have those machines when I was getting out of high school, because I tell my grandkids I threw 105 miles an hour, but there's no way. I said, Grandma, sit in the stands with a stopwatch.
Now, you came in 50, but then in 51, 52, you had to go to the Army.
Right.
What was that like? How did that affect your game?
I was very lucky. A month after the World Series, we beat the Phillies 4 straight in 50. The following month, in November, I went in the Army for 2 years and was stationed in Fort Monmouth. Played baseball there my first year, and I got thrown off the team middle of the first year. They threw me off.
Why?
Well, we had a general over there in Fort Monmouth didn't know the first thing about baseball, and he found out that when I pitched at Fort Monmouth, they used to have a couple thousand people would come to the games.
Right.
They only charged like $1 to get in. So he told the coach that I should pitch every game. So for 1 week there, I pitched on a Tuesday, a Friday, and a Sunday. Started. And I said, I can't pitch. I said, I'm 21 years old. I said, I can't pitch three games, 4 games a week. So the general told the coach to throw me off the team.
You have to save your arm.
Yeah. It was good. I was glad I played for a bar.